Pittsburgh's hottest breakfast show.
It is the month of July, and of course, right here on Hot 91.9, we are celebrating Nelson Mandela's legacy. He would have celebrated his 100th birthday during July, and we at Hot Cares are trying to make a difference to 100 people in the month of July. Joining us this morning, we've got Donald Mwetsi. How's it, Donald?
I'm all right, and you, sir?
Very well, very well. And we've got Alison. Hello, Alison.
Hello, Sasha.
Yeah, good. Talk closer into the mics, guys. Okay, so you guys work together.
Yes, we do.
All right. Yes. Donald, you with the company AdX Marketing Solutions, what do you do there?
We're doing the branding and
okay.
Setting up on the on the golf course, on the big tournament.
Oh, yes. All right. Okay.
Donald's just come back from the Durban July. He's been there for 2 weeks.
Oh, nice. Yeah. She's busy. Hard work. Okay. Now, the reason you two are here, Alison, you have nominated Donald. Donald's daughter, Kagiso.
Yes.
All right. She suffers from something that is called Dandy Walker Syndrome. Okay. Was she born like this?
No. I think she changed after 4 months.
Okay.
Then this, the doctor said because of the water, because his head is big, it was a big head.
Okay.
So that with the pressure in the head, so the brain doesn't function normally.
All right. So, I mean, it's like hydrocephalus. So, it's like an encephalitis kind of...
It's an accumulation of fluid in the brain.
In the brain,
water,
yes.
Retention.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. So, at the age of 2, she had an operation.
Okay.
She had a shunt put into her brain to relieve the pressure.
Okay. So, it also affects the brain development and affects her coordination. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so unfortunately, from what I know, she can't walk.
Yeah, she can't walk and she can't sit.
And balance.
And balance.
It must be very, very difficult for you and your wife to have to deal with a special needs child.
Yes, it's very, very difficult. What I want to tell you that the woman with a disabled child, it's when you see her out there, you must know that it's bad. Whereby, like when you start to, he done a lot of operation. I think he done 4 operation.
Is that so?
Head for putting the shanty, and she done the two on the hips, both hips. So she couldn't even sleep normal like us, because you have to be head up.
Okay.
Yes. So for a couple months. So we struggle a bit whereby my wife and me, like my wife, she has to take care of during the day. And then I have to, when I come back from work, I have to make sure every night, I have to, every after 10 minutes,
yeah,
I have to make sure that I carry her, put in my, so that she can at least relax, because she was crying the whole, 4 months, crying every day.
Shame.
So it was painful for me, because every time when I, even if I go to work, the next day, I have to pretend like nothing happened. I have to smile. I have to work hard, because we have to make living.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah,
it's incredibly trying and tiring.
With Miriam being the caregiver 24/7, obviously there's also only a single income.
Correct.
And there isn't a huge amount of support for Miriam during the day. Donald is sometimes away for a couple of weeks at a time when he's setting up for events.
I understand.
So I think it's very challenging. They do have another daughter, Chepi.
Chepi, yes.
Okay.
And I think also a huge responsibility for Chepi to take on at her young age.
Does Kagiso undergo any kind of therapy? I mean, how do you, do you do exercises with her to try and keep her mobile?
Yeah, my wife, she take her to the para to train her. So every time and again, she has to go for, sometimes she go for hearing, because that chick, I don't know how can I.
That's okay. Take your time.
She can't be able to do anything.
Okay.
Herself.
All right, so there's continuous trips to and from the hospitals. At Hot Cares, we just really want to try and make a difference. And Alison, thank you for bringing this to our attention. So we know that Miriam has got her learner's license.
Yes,
is that correct? Yes. She's got a learner's license. Okay.
And Donald's a driver, so he's been teaching Miriam.
So you've been teaching her.
A few of the basics.
Her, yeah. Okay, because which is good news.
She struggled a lot, like when she has to go to church or anywhere. She can't go anywhere because if she has to look after her. She can't go to work. Because, so I'm the only one that can have to.
All right. Yes. So what we're going to do is Hot Cares is going to pay for some driving lessons for Miriam.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. And we're going to pay for the license fee. So once she's ready,
yes,
then Hot Cares will pay and then she can go and get her license.
Thank you.
Okay.
That is amazing.
Also, what we're going to do, we're going to give to Kagiso. It's called a side lyre positioning device.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
It's so when Kagiso lies down, she will have the right posture and her alignment. So you know what, she won't develop any, you know, I know that this affects all parts of the body, this syndrome. So this is a very specialized product that we've managed to get for her. So when she's out of the wheelchair, it'll also, you know, prevent her muscles getting very stiff. So that's one of the other things. Also, on top of that, we are going to give you what is called a Domus 2 mattress.
Oh, sure, wow. Sure.
Okay. So she will get a comfortable night's sleep. Yeah. And I'm sure that's going to help.
That in particular will make a huge difference. Different. Because they have to turn Kagiso regularly through the night to prevent her from getting bed sores and the muscle spasms.
100%. So I think, you know,
that's amazing.
Our team at Hot Cares have gone and done the research. Mm-hmm. This is the right mattress for her. Mm-hmm. The side lyre as well. So when she's out of the wheelchair, she doesn't have the muscular pains and the stiffness and the spasms. And then, of course, hopefully in the next couple of weeks or months, Miriam will have her driver's license.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then at least to be able to take everyone around, it'll make life a lot easier.
Yes.
And yeah, and that's all on behalf of Hot Cares, and we hope it's going to help.
Hugely.
Huge.
And Sasha, I do have to say that when this initiative started, it actually started off with Humble Harry's. I don't know if you know
yes.
the lovely restaurant in Four Ways.
Yeah.
They've got one at the Leaping Frog Shopping Centre and at the Buzz. And Paul has been running a thing whereby bring in your plastic bottle tops. If you bring in a few, he'll even give you a free cappuccino. And some of our colleagues frequent there and had said to us, you know, please collect some bottle tops because the proceeds of the bottle tops are going to go towards a wheelchair. And at that stage, Paul didn't have a beneficiary in mind. And I approached him and I told him about Kagiso. And he very warmly said with pleasure those proceeds will be donated towards a wheelchair for Kagiso. So that's where it started.
Oh, beautiful.
Our addicts team have been amazing in collecting bottle tops.
Wonderful.
We have a weekly challenge. I bake muffins for whichever team brings. It's amazing how muffins can motivate.
I'm sure. Exactly. I'll collect bottle tops for muffins.
So that's where it started. So I do want to say a huge thank you to Paul at
Humble Harry's
for what he's done. And if anyone can bring in bottle tops, they'll get a free cappuccino. But then our little story grew, and we put it, some of our colleagues as well, put it out onto Facebook.
Yeah.
And our company is based in Kailamis. It went onto the I Love Kailami Facebook group. And from that, although our request was for bottle tops, a beautiful woman by the name of Marianne saw what the need was, and she stepped in and donated a state-of-the-art wheelchair that had belonged to her daughter,
who
recently passed away. And Marianne has very generously, we've already got the most exquisite wheelchair. Yes. Marianne has also organized with her daughter's, I don't know what the word is, orthotist, to have a free fitting for Kagiso.
Wonderful.
Because it gives her the upright support, it gives her feet support so that, you know, every aspect of her body is supported. So we do now have the most amazing wheelchair.
Wonderful.
And it's been an incredible.
Alison, this is also very close to you. I mean, you also affected by this.
I think Don's story touched my heart, yes, because I do have a special needs child of, yes, my own. So I do know the struggles and the hardships, and, you know, I'm in a more fortunate position, but I do know that it's very challenging. It's very rewarding. I don't think either of us or any parent of a special needs child would want it any differently, because there are joys and rewards that come with having special needs child. But I've only been at the company for 4 months, and
well, look what a difference you've made, really, which is wonderful.
It's just been so rewarding, and I think for Donald, it's been great, because I don't think he's been able to talk easily about it. Mm. I think for many years it's something that he hasn't really shared with his family, nor with his
with his colleagues,
yeah,
or people around.
Yeah.
Well, now you're getting help and love from everywhere.
Absolutely.
Which is beautiful. And for Kagiso, and that I can just see the smiles are going to be all over the place. So we wish you great love going forward. Yeah. And the little contribution from Hot Cares and everybody else that has been part of it. Thank you, Alison, for bringing this to our attention. There we go.
Well, thank you, Sasha, for this opportunity, and to your team. Carmen has been amazing behind the scenes, so I just want to say thank you to her as well.
It is our pleasure. Here we go. Hot Cares, 100 lives, all in dedication of the late Nelson Mandela.
Silver's hottest breakfast show.
Sasha Martiningo, Andy Levy, John Wallen, Simon Hill, Lettuce Sitoli.
Weekdays from 6 to 9.
On Hot 91.9.